Welcome to the Fit Life Podcast, connecting a clear path between the media and science to empower listeners to live our fit life. Thank you to our sponsor, CoreFit Inc., a gym, a community, a place for inspiration. CoreFit offers personal training and group classes and sustainable fitness for life. Our goal is to help people feel like they're capable of doing anything. Much like one of our sponsors we get to talk to today, actually, Opt2Labs. So their product is called Frog Fuel, one of their products. And Frog Fuel is something that you can utilize prior to your workouts to help give your body the protein it needs to be anabolic, for it to grow, for it to be able to respond to the demands of your training during your workouts. If you are training long and distance workouts and you are training fasted or you are training without any amino acids circulating through your bloodstream, amino acids are derived from protein. Frog Fuel has put together a protein that is easily digestible and will most likely not upset anybody's stomach because it is from collagen. Collagen is something that actually repairs your gut lining, so it is very gut friendly. In fact, one of their products called Protea Gold is actually designed to help people post-surgery. Okay, so when you are at your lowest, when you've been surgically cut, opened up, gone through anesthesia, any of that type of stuff, this is a product that they are prescribing you to help your body heal faster. We talk a little bit more about that in detail with the CEO of Opt2Labs, Alexander Coons, today. He's a former Navy SEAL, and he started this company and developed this product as well as the Frog Fuel Power and the Frog Fuel Ultra we go into detail about that can help your performance in your next race. Another sponsor I want to highlight, Best Western Plus of Spokane. It is a great place if you are coming from out of town to do the Ultimate Fitness Run on June 15th to book your room. So whenever you visit Spokane, make sure you check out Best Western Plus. Let them know you're coming for the Ultimate Fitness Run if that's what you're in here for, and they will hook you up with a discount for your room. The Best Western Plus of Spokane. Another sponsor, Wendell Motors. Wendell Motors has sponsored our Ultimate Fitness Run for 2 years now. So they're a great company founded here in Spokane. I can actually vouch 100% that they have probably the best mechanic in the area. So go see Jay when you bring your car in there for any repair, whatever kind of car you have. He is going to fix it up and make sure that you get what you need. So that's at Wendell Motors of Spokane. All right, guys, so let's jump into this. Alex Coons, like I said, the CEO of Opt2Labs. We get to talk, we get to find out why Frog Fuel is such an awesome product, something that I'm incorporating into my pre-long runs and also in my runs. They have different products, like we talk about the Power, the Ultra, caffeinated versions that are going to help your performance. Let's hear it from the guy that knows the ins and outs of the company and jump into this podcast. Here we go. Hey, Alex, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Kurt. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, I'm really excited. Frog Fuel is something that our athletes have been using in their races and in the gym here for a while. So really cool to see your product and be able to offer it and really promote it for the obstacle course community here in Spokane and the Pacific Northwest, and furthermore across all of our CrossFit type gyms in the area too.
Yeah, Kurt, really appreciate the opportunity. We've, as a small company, it's been a struggle for us to really branch out and really try to be involved with a community. Ethically, it's one thing that we, even though we're based out of Texas, we really believe in partnering with communities and being a part of those communities. And, it was great to identify a great partner such as yourself to do so. And we look forward to seeing you guys in person.
Yeah. The thing that you have too, that's unique about Frog Fuel is, I'm sure you can tell us more about, but you guys have one of the products out there that comes in a gel pack form that you can have on your body that is enhanced with the collagen proteins in it as well.
Yeah, and thanks for that. What really differentiates our product from other collagen protein supplementations out there is we're one of the very few that's actually a complete protein. And what I mean by that is we contain all the essential and non-essential amino acids, which is important because there's certain amino acids that collagen lacks. And if you're, you know, if you're taking a base collagen supplement without those amino acids, collagen protein in itself can cause things like anxiety and depression. So we fortify and enhance, we make a complete protein. You know, the important part about our product is we manufacture the product down to a molecular size that aids in absorption. It's why we call our products nano-hydrolyzed, because we're, from a scientific perspective, we're defining that our protein molecule is actually 2,000 Daltons or smaller, and the human pore can roughly absorb a molecule 4,000 Daltons or smaller.
So that makes it easily digestible when somebody's working out, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. And you to bring up the point about, you know, the fact that we have a supplement that folks can take with them while they're actually competing. And we're one of the few proteins that you can actually do that with. Most other protein supplementation out there, you know, they tell you to take it 15 minutes post physical activity. And the reality is that's largely because your body uses so much energy to break down other protein molecules that you really don't want to take it while you're under duress, because you're just consuming more energy. So we make our products, you know, it's very important for us to make our products and design them around the use case of folks such as myself who run obstacle course races, endurance races, something that's lightweight, something that's portable, you can pack with you, has almost near instant absorption. So it's not sitting in your stomach and or consuming energy. And, you know, the Ultra product was specifically designed for the endurance community. We're one of the few pre-workout endurance supplements out there that actually improves endurance capacity and endurance output. You know, it contains protein, carbohydrates, electrolytes, and then two amino acids specific to increased endurance output and recovery.
Yeah, you know, in the endurance world, a lot of the focus on most of the products out there, I'm sure you see in the market, probably, you know, 90% of them are focusing primarily on just getting carbohydrates back in your body. But a lot of times that fatigue is not just from the glycogen depletion, but the lack of amino acids in your bloodstream.
You're absolutely correct. And, you know, it's actually a very interesting topic because, you know, one of the things that's well known in the endurance community is that when your body's under endurance duress, what happens is typically your pores constrict and it makes it much more difficult for your body to actually make that protein usable. So it's a delicate balance. So while you absolutely do want that protein when you're competing, you know, you have to provide that protein in a way that you can make it bioavailable. So it's not actually hindering your performance, it's improving performance. And so the Ultra product is designed after years of testing. You know, we've tested that product with different protein to carbohydrate ratios, and the current version is what we've come up with after years of the testing.
Yeah, and I think the product is amazing. Like I said, this is something that I use pre the workout. So before a run, you know, that's always the question, what should I eat in the morning? And when I'm training, I'm usually training fasted. But before an event, that's not going to be the ideal situation. So putting food in my stomach is not something that, you know, I'm really excited about before a race. But doing something like this, that, like you said, is so easily digestible. It's not something that sits heavy. It doesn't require that extra blood flow to your stomach, which takes energy and, you know, blood flow away from your muscles that are going to be working hard during your race. And it allows you to get that right into the bloodstream with the easily absorption of what collagen and the other things you have in your product that are there.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm an avid consumer of the product myself. You know, typically if I'm doing an OCR race, I personally like to actually start with the Ultra Energized because it contains caffeine. You know, I'm a fast runner, but not a professional racer. And, you know, I don't do all the necessary running and pre-stretching. And so I take the caffeine to boost my metabolism and get my muscles warmer faster so I can get up to pace and get up to my stride and then complete the event. And then throughout the event, I'll typically take convert over to the regular ultra and take the packets, as my body sees, feels fit.
Yeah, that's what I like too, that you have kind of all situations covered. You have the Frog Fuel Power with caffeine and then without caffeine, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So, we have obviously two formulations, the Power Protein, which is straight protein, and then the Ultra, which is our pre-workout super fuel, or I should say pre-workout endurance super fuel, and both are offered in caffeinated versions. We all know in the endurance community, typically when you finish an event like this, you're pretty drained and you're pretty done. And, some people want to continue their day. So that's why we offer the caffeinated version, because it gives you the protein you need, plus that little boost to get you, off of that post-endurance, crash that you hit.
Yeah, definitely. Caffeine is, as far as research goes, one of the most well-documented research performance enhancers out there. So keeping that caffeine in your system during a long run or a different type of workout that you're doing is going to be beneficial for your performance too.
Yeah, you're spot on. Absolutely right. There's numerous research articles out there on the performance enhancing effects of caffeine. One thing that's probably a little bit different about our product is we do use green coffee beans as our source of caffeine. Because as you probably also know, there's a lot of new research coming out about roasted coffee beans actually producing a carcinogen. So we're trying to provide, a very clean form of caffeine that really provides a performance enhancing benefit without, putting in too much caffeine. Because at the end of the day, if you overconsume caffeine, if you take the right amount of caffeine, it's very well known to enhance performance. But at the same time, if you take too much caffeine, it actually can be toxic to the body.
Yeah. And so you've got both products, the Power, which comes with the caffeine and non-caffeine, and then the Ultra, which has got the protein as well, but also carbohydrates in it, and also comes with caffeine and non-caffeinated, correct?
That's correct. Yep.
And then you guys have a new product, which I'm interested about, the Pro T Gold.
Yeah, so interesting story there. So believe it or not, we started our company with Pro T Gold. So Pro T Gold was actually out about a year before we even launched the Frog Fuel brand. And part of that was really a strategy, because we knew if we were going to go to the market with a product that really tested conventional thinking around the types of protein molecules you would need, we really had to ground our product in true clinical science, not just, paid studies. And so we actually launched the Pro T Gold line, and that line was only available to medical facilities for about 2 years. And then the struggle that we had launching that brand is there were so many medical uses of that product. Specifically, we use it for the treatment of about 13 different medical indications, that it was so hard to market the medicinal benefits and then at the same time highlight the performance enhancing benefits. So we decided to launch a subsequent brand called Frog Fuel, which, believe it or not, is the Power Protein, is the exact same formula as the Pro T Gold. And recently we actually, it was this past year that we actually made the Pro T Gold product available to the consumer, retail network, because we had so many patients undergoing long-term treatment that were prescribed the product and loved the benefits that they wanted to be able to buy it even after that treatment ended at a medical facility. So now current place, both products are available to consumers, either online or through many major retailers throughout the U.S.
Yeah, that's awesome. I think that Pro T Gold is another good addition. Like you said, I noted some of the info you had with that. And I wondered what the medical indications were, because you're noting things for different patients with the really clear label of what's in there, like the specific amount of potassium and other components of that.
Yeah. The real difference of that product line. And while I say it's the same formula as the Power Protein, there is one significant difference. And that is the Pro T Gold itself contains 3 grams of arginine per serving. And the reason for that is we like to be an innovative company. We like to adapt to new, better research to, further refine or make our products better. And so it wasn't that long ago that the U.S. Pressure Ulcer Association released a study on the treatment of pressure ulcers, and their finding concluded that in addition to protein with a specific dosage of arginine, that it significantly enhanced the wound healing capabilities. So we adopted our product adopted the scientific tests and the results of that actual assessment. Proteagold, number one use of our product is wound healing. That could either be burns, post-surgical, or self-inflicted wounds. I mean, our product's proven to heal wounds 2 times faster. We use our treatment product for sarcopenia treatment, for diabetics, for dialysis treatment. We use it for arthritis treatment, for individuals undergoing chemotherapy to prevent muscle wasting and muscle atrophy. We use it for the treatment of bed sores, pressure ulcers. There's a number of other elements that we use our product for.
Do you guys find many people using your product for, knee injuries, tendon injuries, where they're having injuries, pains, and joints, being that it's collagen-based?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the benefits, there are so many. When you look at the different types of protein molecules out there, and I think it's worth some explanation. I mean, you and I probably understand the science better than others, and which is why I wanted to explain it a little bit here. But, essentially, yeah. As you know, a protein molecule is simply a combination of different amino acids. And depending on the ratio of those amino acids, so there are essential and non-essential amino acids, and that simply implies that there are certain amino acids your body can produce from eating certain types of foods. And then there's other amino acids that your body cannot produce that you have to then supplement. And, our product contains all the essential, non-essential amino acids. And to your point about the specific benefits, collagen is naturally high in 3 specific amino acids, which absolutely aid in healing. In addition, collagen is well known to increase bone density. So for women that are postmenopause that are dealing with brittle bones, it's been shown to actually, enhance or improve estrogen or testosterone levels in males. It's a great product for weight loss in addition to building lean muscle mass. And for women in particular who, care about how they look and want to feel younger and look younger, collagen has many significant benefits in terms of, reducing wrinkles, improving the firmness of their skin to stronger nails and stronger hair.
Yeah, there's a lot of new research going out there. A lot of products I see coming out that are promoting collagen for those specific things. And I think we'll see more cosmetic stuff going that way for sure. So that's awesome that it's already in that product and someone can be taking it for their workouts, but also getting all these other benefits as well.
Yep, absolutely.
Now, there's a lot of info that you know about all this collagen and this product. What's started you? What got you into this company?
Well, it's kind of an interesting story. So myself and the co-founder, Jeff Byers, we were both active duty U.S. Navy SEALs. And as you can imagine, it's a highly competitive field, both mentally and physically. A lot of smart individuals and a lot of individuals with mental strength and physical strength. A lot of people in this community come from professional sports or professional careers. And because of that, it was very highly competitive, and you were always expected to continue to improve upon yourself, make yourself mentally and physically stronger. And so Jeff and I, we were in a platoon together, and as you can imagine, the SEAL teams themselves are highly competitive, but Jeff and I were highly competitive with one another. In some sense, you could say that we had somewhat of a contentious relationship because we were always trying to outdo each other. But, in that journey, we were avid consumers of the best supplements money could buy. At any given time, I was spending hundreds of dollars a month buying 5 or 6 different supplements, always looking for that competitive edge. And, the thing we quickly realized with the conventional supplements out there is that we would train and train and train and make ourselves stronger, but then only to experience an injury. And then we were down for 6 months trying to recover and recuperate. So, you know, we decided at one point, hey, you know, we really need a protein supplement that in some sense can prevent injuries or heal you faster. And so we both left the active duty community. And it wasn't until Jeff and I were actually doing contract work a number of years later that we met up again in Afghanistan during Operation Enduring Freedom that we'd both done a number of years contracting. And, you know, I had worked in the corporate world and we sat down and said, you know, hey, is this really something we want to do, you know, for the rest of our lives and then retire? And we both came to the conclusion, no. So we decided we wanted to start a new career. And so it was that at that moment we started researching, and literally for a year or two, all we did was read scientific articles on different types of protein supplements, different types of protein molecules, and the studies related to them. And, you know, we researched vegetable proteins, different types of whey protein, collagen proteins. And what was interesting that predominantly whey was the most used protein molecule in the United States at that time. I mean, it was really about 80 to 90% of the market. But what was also interesting about that is when we looked at a lot of these overseas studies, there were so many amazing research studies on collagen and the benefits it provided. So at that time, we knew we wanted to use collagen, but then we had to look and identify, okay, what were the deficiencies with collagen? How do we manufacture it in a way that it's that we can create a price point that's affordable to consumers? And so then that took us to partnering with a few guys in the medical community. And then we partnered with a Stanford chemist, a doctor, and, you know, basically drafted a set of requirements that we wanted out of our product and said, you know, can you make it? And, you know, those requirements were pretty simple, near instant bioavailability. We wanted a product that didn't have the traditional problems of digestion and in some sense that you had a lot of waste. We wanted a product that provided full body benefit, not just lean muscles. And, you know, the efficacy was another big part of it, something that, you know, you're providing to the cells in a usable form. The essential amino acids necessary to provide all the benefits that you're stating. And so we started with the concept and these requirements and said, you know, if we can't formulate to meet these requirements, we don't want to start a company. And so it took us about a year. We were successful in formulating the product, but then the next challenge was flavoring. So we went through probably about 300 different test batches to get the flavor right. And then we launched, officially launched Protea Gold. And about a year later, we launched Frog Fuel.
Yeah. You know, I think that makes perfect sense where you get such an amazing product in a sense of adversity, where you guys were performing in one of the most elite fields that exists, being a Navy SEAL, competing with each other, continuing on with the contract work, being physically in shape, and you guys had to figure out a way to be your best self.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's something that we both experienced. I mean, Jeff and I experienced numerous injuries. You know, I would say to some extent, they were downfalls or periods in our life where, you know, you become mentally and physically challenged because you're injured and you have to figure out how to stand back up and recuperate and still perform the job. And, you know, I truly believe at this point we've created a product that met that need. I left the military myself with a number of injuries, you know, both in my joints, my back and everything else. And now you fast forward 3 years, I'm at 46 years old. I'm still competing with individuals that are half my age.
Yeah. Very impressive. Well, and so today competing, you said you're doing obstacle course racing, correct?
Yes, I am. My lifestyle, given, you know, these days it's really time constraints. I was at one point kind of professionally competing OCR and Did a number of races across the U.S. and, you know, it took first and second place at a few events. But this day and age, I mean, I compete really for my own personal aspirations. I'm one of those individuals that believe that, you know, competition isn't about competing against somebody else. It's really about competing about yourself. You know, success or failure is really a personal measure, right? Where did you, yeah. Did you train hard enough? And I use that situation where we didn't perform to the level we thought of, it always comes back to us. And, you know, I believe that physical activity and physical competition is important for a lot of reasons. It's not just about the health benefits of, you know, having an active lifestyle, but it's also about the mental benefits because, over time, the reality is we each become stagnant in our perception of ourselves, and our self-esteem is based on the environment that we sit in. And if we fail to challenge ourselves and push ourselves throughout our lives, we never continue to learn and we never continue to self-improve. So I like to compete in OCR these days, not just for the physical challenge, but a lot of it for me is the mental challenge. It's pushing myself harder, conquering an obstacle that I didn't think was achievable, or, you know, finishing the race faster, or, you know, whatever it is, there's always some motivation or some goal when I'm competing.
Yeah, I 100% agree with everything you just said. You know, I like to say, I summarize that up with saying, if you're not growing, you're dying. You know, you got to be challenging yourself and continuously looking for ways to improve and put yourself in front of some sort of adversity, because that's where you come up with products like Frog Fuel or being yourself, just being your best version of yourself. What races do you guys have on the calendar this year? Anything coming up?
Yeah, we do. So we have obviously the race that your race that we're going to be out there, you know, with your folks in Washington. You know, some of the other races we like to get involved with is we do participate in the Spartan series. And then the big one is there's a little known event called Bone Frog Challenge, which is primarily an East Coast OCR racing challenge. That's veteran owned. And so we've been trying to support and help Brian Carney get that company off the ground and promote it in other areas. But you know, it's, you know, for us, it's not so much, it's really, you know, it's so much about the venue. It's really comes down to, you know, for us, we like to engage the different localities and communities and be part of that community. You know, it's that, I think that's the one thing I really enjoy about obstacle course racing or things like CrossFit, that it's always about the community. It's always about the people who, you know, and in some sense, those individuals are inspiring you to be your best. And then on the other hand, you're inspiring them to push themselves to better improve upon themselves as well.
Yeah, no, I, you know, I've heard a lot about Bone Frog, and I know they are on the East Coast, and it's probably not so easy to get something like that across the nation, but I'd love to see Bone Frog over somewhere in the vicinity of the West Coast where we could participate in one of their races. I think they've got a great thing going on.
You know, each venue kind of has its different set of challenges. Even as you're well aware, some are more distance based, so really pushing that endurance threshold. Others are you know, just are more physically or more mental, bigger obstacles. You know, you really have to sit there and think and figure out the best technique, or you're just burning energy. You know, others are more community based, where it's about reinforcing and instilling the whole teamwork. And then you have others that are, more physical based, where you have different types of physical challenges that you have to conquer. And quite honestly, I mean, I like a blend of them all. I think each venue brings its own set of challenges and attributes, and, you know, and they all provide a set of challenges for an individual to have to overcome.
Yeah, I really like the idea of, you know, I've looked for it and I haven't found anything great, at least in the vicinity of, like I said, the West Coast, where there's a good team event where you have to put together a team of 2 to 4 people and you're not able to conquer those obstacles without utilizing every unit of your team. I think that aspect in the obstacle course racing would go over huge with, you know, the communities we have here that like to do these events.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that, to me, that's really the kind of next natural evolution. It's, you know, even though there's the sense of community, there really isn't a, you know, an obstacle course race series out there that really instills that whole teamwork mentality. You know, I know there's little smaller venues that do these challenges that do that, but I haven't really seen that in OCR. And I would love to see that, where, to your point, where there are certain obstacles that you cannot conquer yourself as an individual, that you have to work with somebody to complete them.
Yeah.
And I think that would just be awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Because as you're saying, that the community you build to move you forward through these types of events and the training for that, working together, just makes you better when you're working with other people that are inspiring you.
Yep.
And to do that and train for a race specific like one of these would be, I think, you know, very desired by a lot of people that do these kind of races, because they end up kind of, you know, we've got people here through our community at CoreFit that do this competitively and they go out solo. But a majority of the people are going out and they're kind of doing it together, but they're supporting each other more mentally than rather having to do it, like we said, physically, having to figure out a way of like, okay, you know, you hold me up, I'll get over the top and I'll pull you up type of thing.
Yeah.
With the obstacles.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah. Yeah. So yeah, we'll definitely have to key you out. You know, the Ultimate Fitness Run this year, we've got a new challenge that we're doing on our course. It's going to offer for the competitive divisions that you have both a longer distance course that's going to be, you know, mid-range. It's going to be in that 7-ish mile range. And then you've got to, you get a short break and you follow that up with a different sort of challenge, which is only going to be a 1 to 2 mile course. So you're doing much more of a sprint. The obstacles will change to a little bit more CrossFit style, a little bit more strength demanding, a lot more basically lactic threshold type pushing through that, you know, hard run for the short distance, where again, you're getting the challenge on the other side. You got to be a good runner to be able to go across that distance, still conquer obstacles. But then we're going to put the winner with the most points that, you know, how well you finish in the longer run combined with how well you finish in the shorter run will put our podium winners together. So you got to be equally good at both. You can't just be a runner. You can't just be a strongman. You got to have all aspects of that to be an Ultimate Fitness runner.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. I mean, I've definitely checked out what you guys are trying to do with the Ultimate Fitness Run, and I love that idea, because, you know, I think that it's, you know, a lot of the different venues out there, in some venues, if you're strong in obstacles, you're always going to win. Other venues, if you're a good runner, you're always going to win. And I've always felt that there needed to be more of a balance, so that you're playing on the weaknesses versus the strengths. And, you know, and I, much like your event, I know Bone Frog tries to do that, but, you know, they're East Coast based and you guys are West Coast. And I think that's awesome. You guys are bringing that forward this year, that concept. It's a great one.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think, you know, there's a possibility next year we could get over to Bone Frog on the East Coast. We've been doing, branching out a little bit more and getting around. We've got a group of people that are going down to South Carolina to do the Ultra Spartan Race down there this year.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, next year we'll be looking out for some other venues. We've done a lot of more Spartan Race specific events, but I want to check out some Tough Mudder. Like I said, the Bone Frog's got a lot of cool options that they're doing, some different things that I'd be interested in, and also support. You know, I know they're also put on by former Navy SEAL too. So I think that's really cool to have that community out there pushing people similar to what, you know, you guys have to do with your training.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So yeah, our race will be June 15th, and it'll be great to introduce you to people if you guys do get out here. And it's really cool that, you know, your company has donated multiple boxes of your product. So we'll be able to give some of that out to our racers. And then as far as individual packets, and then we'll have some boxes for some of our podium finishers and raffle off a few as well for everybody.
Yeah. And the plan for us is to be there. So, you know, we definitely want to support the race. And as a matter of fact, we have a longstanding requirement of any of our folks that do attend any of these venues. And that is they have to run them. So we're one of those companies that believes in, you know, in actually representing the products and services that we offer. And as a result, we want, you know, our employees to understand what the venue really is about and what people are experiencing when they're out there. And it's a very interesting. So you can definitely be rest assured that not only will we be there, but we will also be participating.
Yeah, that'll be awesome. You know, let me know when you guys are heading over. If you need accommodations, I can hook you up. I know we also have a sponsor, Best Western Plus, here in Spokane that can also hook you up as well. Yeah, just reach out to me, and then we'll help make sure you guys get situated. And it'll be an awesome day up there.
Well, thanks very much. I definitely appreciate it and look forward to finally spending some time with you guys.
Yeah, so Alex Coons, CEO of OP2 Labs here. And, you know, social media, where can people check you out, or how can people find out more about Frog Fuel?
Yeah, so our main company hashtag is OP2 Labs, and Frog Fuel Actual is, you know, our handle for our social media, Instagram and Facebook.
Awesome. Okay, we will add that to the show notes as well. And we'll be definitely talking a lot more about Frog Fuel and OP2 Labs throughout the race and after the race as well, because it's just a great product, period.
Well, thanks again. I really appreciate it. And it's awesome to have a conversation with you.
Yeah, thank you, Alex, for taking the time today.
All right, will do. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.